Been really busy. We've seen our volumes up. People are utilizing our emergency department more, which is great because I think people know that they can get convenient, quick, high-quality care right here in town. So that's been really good. And I think part of it was the epidemic. People started using that emergency department a little more and said, wow, easy access. I can get in and out quickly, and I get high-quality care. So that's been really good. The other key piece is people are going back to their physicians. We had such a long period there where people did not get the primary care that they needed, and now they're getting in there, getting the care that they need and staying up on that preventative care. We continue to, try to meet the needs of the people from a scheduling standpoint. We also operate, an urgent care clinic, meaning a walk-in clinic on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it gives people an opportunity if they have something acute that they need to be seen now, they can get in with a day or two. So our legislators, and I'm even talking about the folks in Chicago, have an appreciation for our rural health system. And a lot of that came through in the pandemic, right? They saw how critical it was that hospitals and their local health departments partnered together to take care of the community during the pandemic. And so they know that it is a vital asset to our communities there. Since I came to this community, which has been about 12 years, I've had, the great opportunity to work with Carla Ewing, and I can tell you it is a phenomenal partnership. And because we had that trust over the years, when the pandemic arrived, it was easy, not easy in our response, but easy from a relationship standpoint, in that all I had to do is pick up the phone, talk to Carla, and between the two of our organizations, we were able to put forth a plan right away, get our emergency response system stood up, and really tackle the issue head on and quickly.